Wednesday, April 17th, the play-in tournament has begun in the NBA. Last night, specifically, is what we're going to talk about here because my Lakers were playing against the New Orleans Pelicans in New Orleans, the 8 versus the 7 seed. If you don't know how it works, the winner of that game gets to play, becomes the number 7 seed in the playoffs, which start on Saturday, and get to play the number 2 seed. The loser of that game plays the winner of the 9-10 game, which is a one-game playoff, basically. So 9-10 was Golden State, Sacramento. Sacramento beat the Warriors handily, knocking Steph Curry and team out of the playoffs. And now Sacramento is lined up to play the winner of Lakers, Pelicans. Now we'll get to that in a second. So that's the format. And then the winner of that game becomes the 8 seed and gets to play against the number 1 seed in the West starting on Saturday. If I've lost you already, you can just hang up now because this is a nerd out basketball podcast episode. So, knowing that the stakes going in, being a Laker fan, left me, in quite the predicament as a fan. Because the number 2 seed, the team that the Lakers play if they win, is a returning champion, Denver Nuggets, who I said on a podcast in the last maybe 6 weeks ago, the team that is, they're going to win the title again. They're going to go back-to-back. They have the best player. I think they're the best team. You could argue Boston was better during the regular season, but I just trust Denver the most to win the championship this year. They swept the Lakers last year in the Western Conference Finals 4-0. It's just not the team that you want to see at all, let alone in the first round. So that put me in a spot where, do I really want the Lakers to win this game? I don't know. Because if they lost the game and then had to play Friday night for the 8th seed, the winner of the 8th seed gets the number 1 seeded Oklahoma City Thunder, who are a great squad on the up. They were a 10 seed last year. They're the 1 seed this year. But they're the youngest team in the league. Their average is like age is like 23 and a half or something. They don't have playoff experience. None of their guys have really been there before. Sure, they have top 5, you know, first team All-NBA guy. They've got talent all over the place. They've got a great franchise. The future is bright. But as a Laker fan, I would much rather play them in round one because I think the Lakers would not only have a better chance, I think they might even be favored to win that series. That's how different it is. But you risk not getting in the playoffs at all if you lose last night. So I really, really didn't know what I was rooting for. The Lakers won, and they will play the Denver Nuggets starting on Saturday. So yay, we're in the playoffs. But the matchup couldn't be worse. But it's a tough spot. What do you do? I asked my kids before the game, explained it out to them. They both chose to win last night and just get in the playoffs. This all being said, and I don't want to go too deep into a preview yet because I might save that for a Friday or Saturday, but I think the Nuggets will win. We'll beat the Lakers. However, if I were a Nugget, I think out of all the other 7 teams in the Western Conference playoffs, the Lakers are the team that I don't think I'm worried about any of the 7, but I'm least not worried. I think that's the right way to say it. bunch of negatives in there. I'm least not worried about the Lakers, meaning and the Lakers give the most matchup issues of the other teams to Denver. So in that regard, I guess you never know. 2 great players, whatever. I'm not going to do a whole preview now, but psyched the Lakers are in as a 7 seed. Not psyched that they get to play the Nuggets. And tough spot as a rooting interest last night.